96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're helping you mind your business and giving you tips on how to make your business better. My guests say sometimes improving your business means changing your mindset. So joining me to talk about this issue are John Canfield, business coach and the man behind the Good Thinking series, and David Harrington, president and CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. If you want to be part of the conversation, give me a call right now. Lines are open. Good place to get some business advice, so give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. David, John, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good evening.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, John, let me start with you. You say better business through better thinking. Give me a thumbnail sketch of what you mean.
Okay. If you can imagine a group really very intent on improving their performance, if I go back and see that happen, how did that happen? And I'm going to suggest two things were present. One, great decisions. They actually made a good business decision. And possibly as important, they supported it. So they, in fact, had buy-in. I need them both. You know, without the buy-in, it's the car without the engine. It's the sailboat without the sail. These decisions and buy-in come from ideas. And the ideas, in my experience, come from how you have come to think. So in the way that I happen to present this, the way that we think, for the most part, are choices. So, you know, I can think about, for example, working on my checkbook in a very simple way with simple math and adding and subtracting. But if, in fact, I want to describe motion in the universe, I have to use a different kind of thinking, calculus, that generates different, more useful ideas that help me make better decisions. I certainly like better decisions. I'm going to support it, and I end up with better performance.
But how do you know if you're making, you know, a good decision? Because I know a lot of these things are applicable to the corporate community, but also for small business owners, whether you are just working for yourself or perhaps you have 5 or 10 people working under you or working for you. In 2014, do businesses have to really think, dare I say, I'm going to say it, think outside the box and try something new?
If that will help them be competitive, absolutely. I guess the struggle is that very often people are told to think out of the box, but they don't know how.
Well, let me ask David, for example, because David, you know, you're in Prince George's County, and for our listeners that are outside the D.C. calling area, Prince George's County, the county abutting D.C., immediately to the east, predominantly African-American, affluent, without a doubt. And there are a lot of business owners, small black business owners, people that want to own business. And they're listening to this conversation and they're thinking, okay, how do I keep my business from sinking? Or how do I keep my business from just sitting still and getting it to the next level? So, David, what do you tell them?
Well, what I would say is that for wanting to get your business in the next level, you have to be in tune with then the environment. I mean, what are the changes that are happening that will affect your business? So, for example, what are some of the tools and technology that are in place that you have to be very cognizant of that would then have an impact one way or another with your business? And that's the first thing. Second thing is, I think you have to be able to network. Mm-hmm. You have to be able then to connect with other people who are like you and not like you to sort of then get a feel for then what is the business climate and what adjustments that you need to be made. And I think John is absolutely right. Your thinking has to be shaped by then what you're seeing, and knowing that then change is sort of reality of business. And within that change, then how do you alter then to grow your business?
Interesting point. Real quick, John, because I need to go to a break. What is corporate dysfunction?
How do you... have you ever been to a meeting inside a company?
Well, let me, how much time do you have? Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm leaving. You know, I was listening to the ad during the break, and that woman was talking about secondhand smoke and the bad health benefits, and I thought, you know, that's just like a really bad meeting. Mm-hmm. And that's usually where you see corporate dysfunction. It's when a team claims that they're trying to get something done, but their social skills, their decision-making skills are so poor that they really just, what's the joke? We're going to turn this organization around 360 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
Make no progress at all.
Well, there it is. Long meetings, perhaps, or you know, meetings that really don't solve problems. We're going to get into it a little bit more on the other side of this break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of your D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about making your business better by changing the way you think. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing changing your business for the better by changing the way you think. My guests are John Canfield, business coach and the man behind the Good Thinking series, and David Harrington, president and CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to the phone lines. Kenny, calling from Temple Hills. You have a question about basic business practices. Go right ahead.
Yes, good evening, Harold. I want to say I am a business owner in Prince George's County, and I totally agree with what John stated in regards to you have to think outside the box. That is definitely a must in the business society today. My question to David Harrington, Mr. Harrington, is I wonder why, or can you answer, and I would love to have a sit-down conversation in regards to this. Why is Prince George's County so anti-African American business ownership? Because it seems like they give African Americans the hardest time when we're starting businesses here in the county. Can you please address that? And I'm hanging up.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll be very quick. And Kenny, I would invite you to call me at 301-731-5000. I'd love to be able to sit down with you and talk about this in more detail. I would say that the climate in Prince George's County is ripe for business, but what the challenges are is that there are few portals to sort of then have access to those business opportunities. And so what I think that we need is different kind of policies, if you will, that would allow for then a broad entry place for business. So when we talk about National Harbor, we have to really begin to raise the critical questions about what are the access points for people like you, Kenny, to get sites at National Harbor so that then you can obtain your wealth. But then there are other things that like financing and your cost per space that I think are prohibitive that we have to begin to look at and change. But I'd like to sit down and even have a further conversation with you, and I invite you to call me.
And also for Kenny or anyone else who's listening in the local calling area, the County Chamber of Commerce does have resources, seminars, and the like. You can find that information on the web at pgcoc.org. That's pgcoc.org. And if you want to find out more information about John Canfield, you can find him on his website at johncanfield.com. That's johncanfield.com. Quick answer from you, John, before I go to another break. How do you define a successful business outside the fact that the business is making money?
Well, I would say people really like working there. You know, if you take a look at how often people leave, you know, it's often said that people join companies, but they leave their bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And
great
so
point.
If your bosses are bad, and I've had some experience there, that to me is probably one of the best indicators of whether or not that would be a company that's going to be successful.
Interesting. John, hold that point. I want to continue on the other side. If you want to get in on this conversation, the lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us. We'll be right back.